Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
With the main evening news on Highland Radio, I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines. A man has been charged regarding the death of businessman and community advocate Stephen McCahill. Police in Derry are appealing for information and witnesses following an arson attack. A new superintendent has been appointed to Letterkenny Garda Station, and Gardaí and Letterkenny are seeking to speak to a female at the centre of an alleged incident in Ran on Friday evening last. These stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here for a sports update at around 5:45. But first, a man has been charged regarding the death of businessman and community advocate Stephen McCahill. Mr. McCahill's body was discovered outside his home in Ardra yesterday morning after an alleged fatal assault. The man charged is due to appear before a special sitting of Letterkenny District Court this evening. Tributes were paid on today's Greg Hughes show to Mr. McCahill, a former Donegal Person of the Year. Local councillor Anthony Malloy says his family and Mr. McCahill have been close for decades.
Most of all, my family were in Dublin along with Stephen. I was there, I got to know Stephen. I was only about 18 at the time, and Stephen has been such a great friend of mine, and indeed the families like since that, and he has helped me in so many, many ways, Greg, as an advisor, as a confidant, and so many different aspects of my life.
Another former Donegal Person of the Year, Noel Cunningham, said Stephen McCahill wasn't shy about banging the table when advocating for the county and the community that he loved.
His influence and his enthusiasm and his love of Donegal went far beyond the borders of Ardra, Portneuve, Glenties, where his real heartland was. God bless him. Stephen was well capable of banging the table and making a point and getting action, and he would want me to say that. So it's just beyond words that that wonderful shining light has been extinguished.
Singer Imelda May has also paid tribute to Mr. McCahill. Imelda May says she had been singing at the Corner House Bar in Ardra, which Mr. McCahill co-owned just last Saturday. Police in Derry are appealing for information and witnesses following an arson attack. The incident occurred yesterday evening in the Circular Road area. Leah Doherty reports.
Police say they received a report at approximately 6:45 last night that a suspected petrol bomb had been thrown through the window of a property in the Circular Road area, and they are treating it as arson with intent to endanger life. The occupants of the house, a man and woman, were able to extinguish the fire that ignited in the living room area. They were both uninjured but left badly shaken by what happened. Police say they are especially keen to hear from anyone who observed a green saloon vehicle or three men on foot at the time of the report. It's understood the vehicle travelled from the direction of the Craigan Heights area and left in the direction of Southway. In a statement, police say they are trying to determine a motive and are appealing to witnesses or anyone with dashcam or CCTV footage to come forward.
A new superintendent has been appointed to Letterkenny Garda Station. The position had remained vacant for almost 2 years following the promotion of Chief Superintendent Garetti Sheridan. Superintendent Siobhan Mollahan will now take on the role, with responsibility for the Donegal North Community Engagement Functional Area within the Donegal Garda Division. Chairperson of the Donegal Community Safety Partnership, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the news is very much welcome.
What we'll have now is someone who will have overall control and an overview of what's needed in the Donegal North Community Engagement Functional Area. And that's to be welcomed now that we have a superintendent who's responsible for that. We would hope now that they will hit the ground running, they will see what the needs are and the resources that are needed for this vast area in North Donegal, and that, you know, that they will start engaging and working with the local communities, and indeed through the community partnership we'll be a willing vehicle for that there. And you know, it's good for morale, I think. It's good now that there's, I'm sure that The chief will be delighted that she has another superintendent to be able to depend on and pass responsibility to, so allow her to get on with her work.
And there was a bit of a standstill almost there. There was no superintendent for Letterkenny, and then the Joint Policing Committee had disbanded, so the new community partnership is instated and meeting, and now with the superintendent, it seems like there'll be a good focus now going forward.
We can now set about, having good discussions and working to put together a proper community safety plan that will include Garda Síochána O'Connor, but more importantly the wider community to play their part and to help and assist the Gardaí in the work that they do in keeping us safe in Donegal.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are seeking to speak to a female at the centre of an alleged incident in Ran on Friday evening last January the 2nd. The incident is reported to have occurred at around 5 o'clock that evening. Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal on today's Greg Hughes show.
We're investigating an alleged incident that occurred in the area of Ran, Letterkenny, near the entrance to the Ranmoor Walk on Friday the 2nd of January between 5 to 5 in the evening and 5 past 5. So as part of that investigation, we wish to speak to a female who is believed to have been involved in this incident. We're asking her to please get in touch with us. We're also appealing to anybody who might have travelled in that area or in the area of Cree Smith Old Town on that date between 4:45pm and 5:15pm with a dash cam to get in contact with us. We're particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a black Audi A4 or A6, and the year is believed to be between 00 to 04, and two men were on board in that area on that date. Gardaí and Letterkenny may be contacted on 9167 100 in relation to this matter. And again, the Garda Confidential line 1800 666 111.
Donegal County Council have said all Donegal winter maintenance routes will be gridded from 9pm this evening and again from 6am tomorrow morning. Information on all the routes is available on our website highlandradio.com. All road users are advised to assume that no road is ice free. Eglantys councillor has highlighted a lack of resources as the reason that some areas are not being treated as part of the gridding programme. Councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Asbug says that it is not acceptable. People could not move around freely.
I think it's the least that we should expect is that we have our schools, roads gridded to our schools, that we have very important services that we depend heavily on as a community, that they should be gritted. And again, like I says, look, if you go out to the Mahara where you have Roshan School and you have, the community centre and the Strand Bar and that there, who depend on the community to be able to, be able to move about freely and safely, and then we don't grit them roads. It's just not acceptable, absolutely. And what is needed is that we need to get the staff in place, we need to get the equipment, hence the lorries and the gritters in place. But to do that there, we need the funding from the government. And Fianna Fáil-led government and Fine Gael are not funding this council adequately to meet the service and the demand that's out there. And I just think, again, in 2026, the idea that parents weren't able to go to work, that they weren't able to get their children to school because that the roads to schools, especially schools in Cantra, Costa, Fanawi, and schools in other areas, that they were not able to bring their children to school due to the fact that the roads weren't gritted. And that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable at all. And I, as a local councillor, I have to take responsibility there too. And that at the end of the day, if the Fianna Fáil from the Gael government had adequately funded us so we have proper staff, and we do have issues with staff and right across all sections within the council, I believe that we as a council are more than capable of giving the service that our community rightly deserves.
Gardaí are investigating reports of dangerous driving in the Lunia area of Derrybeg on Christmas Day. The incident occurred between 9pm and 10pm. Authorities are appealing for any dashcam or mobile phone footage. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Bunbeg. 16 people have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Donegal in the past fortnight. During the final stage of the Christmas and New Year enforcement operation, there have been 9 arrests in relation to suspected drink driving offences and 7 arrests in relation to suspected drug driving offences across the county. The enforcement operation ended at midnight yesterday, but Gardaí say they continue to monitor the roads and carry out regular checkpoints. The people of Buncrana have entered their 6th day of a water boil notice. Councillor Joy Beard says despite asking, she has received no indication of when it may end. Ishka Aaron say an issue at Slavery Water Treatment Plant led to discoloration. The local councillor says again that communication with the utility must improve and that she would like to know what containment entered the water source.
But since that boiled water notice has been put in place, there's been no information forthcoming as to, you know, what has contaminated the water, why this happened, and when that boiled water notice will be lifted. I have been in touch with Uisce Éireann, obviously, every day since this has happened, several times a day mostly, but we can't get any really answers from Uisce Éireann at all, and it's distressing the affected households, you know. A basic clean water supply is essential. It's not a want, it's a need. And unfortunately, the boiled water notice as of today is still in place with no answers forthcoming.
It's not a great start to the new year. Now, whenever you're saying that you're not getting answers from Uisce Éireann, is it that there's no response at all, or is it that there's vague answers and new information on them?
Yeah, as a public representative, you know, we're getting the same generic information through as residents are getting on the phone. You know, we have to realise there's been no test results shared here publicly. You know, and there's still reports of discoloured water. I have been told it has been rectified and it will take time to filter through the system.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and Oisin Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with cross-channel football. Liam Rosenauer says he'll give everything to bring success to Chelsea after being confirmed as the club's new manager. The 41-year-old's agreed a six-year contract at Stamford Bridge. He bid farewell to French club Strasbourg this morning.
This opportunity for me is something that I cannot turn down at this moment in my life. For many reasons. One, it's an unbelievable opportunity, an unbelievable club who are club World Cup champions with an incredible squad and incredible fan base. Secondly, it means I can go home and see my kids.
Rosenauer will watch tomorrow's Premier League game against Fulham from the stands, with under-21 coach Callum McFarlane continuing to lead the team. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe insists he is committed to the club despite some reports linking him with taking over at Manchester United. He won the EFL Cup last season, ending a 70-year wait for silverware. Howe says he's not interested in replacing Ruben Amorim at Old Trafford.
That will never change from my perspective. I think my commitment to my work and my job, as long as I'm happy and able to express myself in the best way that I can to help the team, nothing will change.
Another man being linked with the job at Old Trafford is Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner, but today he refused to answer questions on him being the bookmakers' favourites to be the next Manchester United boss. In the Championship, there's also a club on the hunt for a new manager. That's West Brom. They sacked head coach Ryan Mason this morning, with the club 18th in the table. Last night's defeat to Leicester was their 10th consecutive away defeat. Back to the top flight, and there's a crucial game at the bottom of the Premier League table this evening. West Ham boss Nuno Espirito Santo desperately needs a win against his former side Nottingham Forest in the battle to beat the drop. The 18th placed Hammers have slipped 4 points behind Forest after the weekend loss to basement side Wolves. West Ham boss Santo admits their position in the Premier League table is very concerning.
We are worried and we are concerned, but the good thing is that we have a game to put things better. We have to perform better. We have to do better decisions, more effort if you want. Everything has to be at our maximum focus. That's the good part in football. It always gives you a chance.
Manchester City are set to be without centre-back Ruben Dias for up to 6 weeks. Manager Pep Guardiola revealed that the Portugal defender came off with a hamstring injury during Sunday's 1-1 draw with Chelsea at the Etihad Stadium. Up in Scotland, there's action tonight as well. Rangers can leapfrog Celtic into second place by avoiding defeat against Aberdeen at Ibrox. A victory will also move them to within 3 points of the leaders' hearts. Rangers boss Danny Rowles says he knows what is needed if they are to replicate the outcome of Saturday's Old Firm win at rival Celtic.
Create a good atmosphere in the stadium together with our outstanding fans at the moment. If we do this and we put our performance on the pitch, then we can deliver again. And it's about the next 3 points, not more, not less.
The other game in Scotland's top flight tonight has been called off. Livingston's match with St Mirren has been postponed due to a frozen pitch. And the weather conditions have also affected the hurling in Ulster, which was scheduled for tonight. Donegal and Tyrone are now set to meet in the quarterfinals of the Conor McGurk Cup, because Tyrone were due to play Fermanagh in the first round this evening, but that game was called off due to the weather conditions, as the pitch in Girvahi was deemed unplayable. So a coin toss was then used to decide the winner of the tie. That turned out to be Tyrone. Donegal will have home advantage in Convoy on Thursday evening for the game against their Red Hand neighbours. Derry's fixture against Queen's University, which was also due to be played this evening, has been postponed. Both counties have agreed there to play their quarter-final fixture tomorrow evening, Wednesday. All-Ireland football champions Kerry return to competitive action tonight. Jack O'Connor's side make the trip to Clare Castle to face Clare in the McGrath Cup. It throws in at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Tipperary face Cork in Cappa White. New Mayo manager Andy Moran says Kobe McDonald will be given every opportunity to play for their senior football team this year. The teenager is set to join AFL club St Kilda later in the year after his leaving cert, but the son of Mayo great Kieran McDonald featured in a challenge game against Meath last month. Moran is keeping the 18-year-old in his panel, and he's also explained why Geelong's Oisin Mullen linked up with the squad this winter.
Like, Kobe's part of it for 2026, so there was no conversation there, really, to be honest. The one with Oisin, yeah, you talked to the leadership group, and he was in training with us anyway, and sure, the boys were expecting him to come more than asking him. Just a great fella. Like, the opportunity for Noah McGrail from Gary Moore to see Oisin Mullen training.
To boxing, Jason Quigley has added an exciting Kildare fighter with a strong Donegal bloodline to his stable of up-and-coming talents. Aidan Byrne has ditched the amateur vest to turn professional. The 23-year-old from Kilcullen, who won an Irish senior title in 2025, has joined the Shear Sport ranks. Byrne's mother and grandparents hail from Carrickmagrath in Ballybuffet. And finally, in motorsport, Donegal's James McShay is off to Norway to visit the legendary John Hogland Winter Rally School. McShay won the J1000 Irish Forestry title in 2025, and as part of the prize, through the Craig Breen Foundation, the young Donegal man will be given the opportunity to hone his skills on snow and ice. It's going to be a busy period for McShay, because in the coming weeks we will also receive pace note tuition from Paul Nagel, a funding package towards his 2026 campaign, and then travel to Portugal to test a Hyundai Motorsport i20N Cup car. Exciting times ahead for young James McShay. And that's your sport here for today on Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. And the weather dry tonight, apart from a few well-scattered showers. While it will be less cold than recent nights, some frost is still possible in places, with lowest temperatures of 1 to 3 degrees, with mostly moderate westerly winds. Cloud thickening tomorrow morning to bring scattered rain and drizzle gradually eastwards through the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees, with mostly light westerly winds backing southerly through the day. A look back at our main stories this evening. A man in his 30s has been charged in connection with the death of Stephen McCahill from Ardrah. He was found dead after Gardaí responded to a call at his home in the early hours of yesterday morning. The man is due to appear before a special sitting of Letterkenny District Court at 8 o'clock tonight. There's been an arson attack on a house in Derry. Police say they received a report at approximately 6:45 last night that a suspected petrol bomb had been thrown through the window of a property in the Circular Road area, and they are treating it as arson with intent to endanger life. The occupants of the house, a man and a woman, were able to extinguish the fire that ignited in the living room area. They were both uninjured but left badly shaken by what happened. A new superintendent has been appointed to Letterkenny Garda Station. The position had remained vacant for almost 2 years following the promotion of Chief Superintendent Garetti Sheridan. Superintendent Siobhan Mullahan will now take on the role, with responsibility for the Donegal North Community Engagement Functional Area within the Donegal Garda Division. And Gardaí and Letterkenny are seeking to speak to a female at the centre of an alleged incident in Ran on Friday evening last. The incident is reported to have occurred at around 5 o'clock that evening. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with another news update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, January the 6th. The death has occurred of Seamus O'Malley, Glantys, formerly of Rossmuck, County Galway. Reposing at his late residence in Glantys from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. today and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Each evening, house private after 9 p.m. for family prayer. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Connell's Church, Glendees, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Bernadette Maria Chambers, late of 8 Contham Road, Burnie, Strabane. Family and friends, welcome to Hood & Co. Undertaker's Funeral Home, 9 St Eugene Street, Newton Stewart, this evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral at the funeral home tomorrow with service at 1 p.m, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. The death is taking place of Robert George Niven, late of Grovemount Park, Derry. A private family cremation will take place. House strictly private. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Foyle Hospice, Cancer Research and RNLI. The death has taken place of Breege Heffernan, Factory Road, Derry Beg. Her remains will repose at her home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. House private after rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday at 11 a.m. in St. Columbkill's Church, Crookfalla. Burial afterwards in Mahara Gallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. The death has occurred of Bridie McCarran, née Brennan, Meeting House Street, Raphoe. Bridie will repose at her late residence in Meeting House Street, Raphoe today until 8:30 p.m. and tomorrow from 3:30 to 8:30 p.m. Rosary both evenings at 8:30 p.m. The funeral cortege will leave her residence on Thursday at 12:45 p.m. proceeding to St. Union's Church, Raphoe for 1 p.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only. If desired, Bridie, who loved the celebration of Mass, would greatly appreciate any masses offered to the happy repose of her soul. The death has taken place of Patricia Gallina, née Fullerton, Black Farm, Buncrana. Patricia's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:15 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, house private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Catherine McGlynn, née Maxwell, 24 Coleman Folds, Strabane, and formerly of Iona Villas, Strabane. Reposing at her daughter Morgan St. Mart's home, 45 Brookvale, Strabane. Funeral leaving her daughter's home tomorrow at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 a.m. Private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's crematorium. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Pulmonary Fibrosis NI, care of Quigley's Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.